各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾，大家平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, as well as visiting friends.
感谢主，昨天我们的教友很多的弟兄姐妹，他们花了很多时间准备，让我们有一个很愉快的一个野餐。
We thank God that yesterday a lot of brothers and sisters, through their hard work and preparation, were able to put together this wonderful picnic for us.
Yay.也欢迎昨天去野餐，今天也来到我们中间的一些来宾。
And we also welcome those friends that were able to join us for the picnic and are here with us today.
今天我们要来讲到的题目是说，提到我们人是瓦器，但是我们的所信的神他是宝贝。
So today the topic and the theme for today is that we are the jars of clay. And then what is within us is our Savior, which is the treasure.
以前我小时候在乡下，我们很多时候都接触到一些瓦器。
When I was young, I would come into contact with a lot of jars of different sizes of jars of clay.
譬如说那个茶壶啦，还有煮饭的锅子，那个瓮啊，装水的水缸啊。
Whether it is the teacup that we drink from, whether it is the water pot in which we keep the water, or even the bowl in which we cook our rice.
但是这瓦器有一个特性，就是很容易就破掉。
But there is one thing that's consistent with all jars made out of clay, is that it is easily breakable.
就是说很多的水缸它做的很厚差不多这么大。我们小时候小孩子不小心都常常撞破它。
And for example, the water pots, they are very big. Even if it's very thick, as a child, it would be easily broken by us.
那当然，瓦器是很容易破。一方面，觉得说它没有什么价值，它很便宜。
On one hand, it's easily broken. On the other hand, we think that it is very cheap. It's very inexpensive.
所以神看我们人，就好像很容易、很脆弱的一个人。有时候一个不小心，一个什么生病啦，听到说他什么感冒，就走了。
So oftentimes, when we look at humans, it is the same way. Whether it's a little bit illness, maybe it is through an accident.Very easily we lose our life.
不管他拥有什么，最后，他都两手空空的走了，他什么也带不走。
It doesn't matter what you possess or what you come into possession throughout your life. Once you are gone, you take nothing with you.
尤其有一些人呢，我听过以前听过一个见证，他说死掉的人他就没有尊严，
没有
失去人的尊严。
A person that is dead lost his dignity.
不管他是董事长啦，是 CEO， 是什么有钱人也好
，It doesn't matter how wealthy or how powerful the person is。
尤其住在日本
，Especially somebody in Japan，
因为日本人很注重这些尊严的。
Because in Japan, a person's dignity or how people respect them is of vital importance to them。
所以说，他们有些人呢，如果他们有住高楼啊，死掉的时候啊，他不可以坐电梯下来，要有人把他绑一绑，捆一捆，把他背下来。
Especially if they lived in high-rise apartment, if a person passes away, that person is not to be moved down through the elevator, but it needs a person to carry him down the stairs.
你看，但是他们又很怕，也很怕死哈。所以当这个人家扛他的时候，没有人愿意去做这样的工作，去把人扛下来的工作。
And people really don't want to stay away from this profession. Profession, which is a career of carrying dead people from the high rises, bring them down the stairs.
所以有一些人找不到工作，一些留学生啊就去做，而且他们的待遇非常好。
So this is a job, though it is high paying. Very few people wanted to do this, take this job.
尤其他们走到每一家的门楼梯门口的时候啊，那一家的门主人哦，赶快拿红包给他，赶快走，不要停在我门口，赶快走。
And especially, they get a lot of tips because as they are moving the corpse away, people will always give them like red envelopes just to pay them so that they can hurry up and move the dead body away.
所以你看，这个行业还有抢着有人抢着做。
And this is a profession that even many people, especially poor immigrants, will always try to seek after.
我们是瓦器，很脆弱，而且在死的时候真的是一无所有，什么价值都没有。
We are indeed like jars of clay. After our death, we are worthless. We have nothing.
但是圣经告诉我们，另外一面有一种瓦器啊，是宝贝。
However, Scripture tells us there is a jar of clay that is valuable.
而且它不但是宝贝，而且还有能力。
Not only is it valuable, but it's with power.
我们一同来练这段经文好吗？
So let's read this verse together.
好，我们一同来来。
Let's read together.
But we have this treasure in jars of clay
to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
当然下一段的那个，如果你有圣经可以打开看下一段第八节到第十节，他讲到说这个瓦器的能力是怎么样，他被打是四面受敌却不被困住。
So if we continue reading verse, if you have a Bible and you turn to this passage, verse 8 through verse 10 tells us some specifications about what this is, and that it is, even though it is surrounded, but yet it is not in despair.
心里作难却不至于失望。
Even though it's perplexed, but it wasn't driven to despair.
遭逼迫却不被放弃。
It was persecuted, but not forsaken.
打倒的却不至于死亡。
It is struck down, but is not destroyed.
身上常常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
And because he is always carrying in the body of the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus is also manifested.
所以他不但讲到是个宝贝，他是一个受到不管任何的困难都打不倒、打不死的。
And what he's saying is that not only is the treasure.Is valuable, but is also very powerful. That even though it is afflicted, is perplexed, but yet is never destroyed or driven to despair.
而且他的生命是常常让人家活过来。很多绝望的人，因着他的见证，因着他带着他，他们都认识耶稣，他们人就得到盼望，得到生命，新的生命。
Or that person might become a vessel in which hope is shared, as people that are hopeless see the life of Jesus within that person, that they themselves now have hope for what is to come.
这里一个瓦器没有什么值钱。
On one hand, you have a jar of clay that is worthless.
但是如果你常常有时候说哦，这个小时候你就听过那个寻宝啊，什么金银岛啊 ，Treasure Island。哇，他找到了宝贝啊！哦，都里面放好多珠宝。
And you might have read stories such as Treasure Island or about stories in which people go seek out the treasure, and then when they open the treasure chest, they find a lot of valuable stuff within that.
有一个古董店的老板，他常常卖猫。他在门口的时候，他在卖猫。猫 ，cat。
哦。There's an antiquity dealer that in front of their house, in front of their shop, they actually sell cats or kittens.
Oh, 他卖的猫卖的很好啊，每一天卖好几十只。
They are very good at, they're very successful at selling these cats or kittens. They sell maybe 10 felines a day.
为什么？因为他把它放一个很名贵的古董在上面放牛奶啊，在门口的地方让猫在那边尝。
So what they use is they use this antique and they maybe an antique bowl and they, what they would do is put milk in it and then the cats would be licking or slurping the milk out of the bowl.
因为买猫的人心里想，他会跟主人讲说：“哎，我买你这只猫，他既然喜欢用这个盘子，好不好？连那个一起就送给我，算那个十块钱一只猫。”
Oh, so the way how they sold the cat or got or was able to pawn off the cats is this way, was that a person will come in, will buy an antique, and they see that the cat is utilizing that bowl or that vessel, so therefore they said, maybe for the cat, you only have to spend another $10, and I'll give you the cat as well when you purchase the antique.
所以他们那些人因为贪心，所以就买了猫，但是还是没有得到那个古董。
So even though this person was, even though for $10 they were able to get that cat, they were not able to purchase that antique, that bowl.
不是因为这个猫他们很喜欢且看得很宝贵，因为是它跟这个古董连在一起。
The reason why this cat was considered valuable to the people, people, but was not because that they themselves were valuable, but they were associated with something that was valuable.
神看我们人有没有价值，不是说他有没有什么学位啊、学问啊、财务啊、名声等等。
So when God looks at a man and see whether or not that person is valuable, it is not based on what he possesses or what he has in terms of his career, his possessions, his degrees.
而是看他生命中有没有神的同在，这个瓦器里面有没有宝贝。
But rather, God looks at whether or not this person, this jar of clay, has something valuable within it.
我们都知道保罗他一生下来就是罗马的公民。
We know that when Paul was born, he was a Roman citizen.
他是在最有名的教法师加马内的门下受教。
He was a student of the most famous teacher.
后来他又成为他们公会的国会的议员，犹太人的国会的议员。
He became part of the Sanhedrin.
而且又认识当时的大祭司。
And he himself had a personal relationship with the high priest.
所以他既有钱又有学问又有好的声望又好的家世，是当时候人家所认为的青年才俊他们最渴慕最羡慕的对象。
He had a good background, he had good upbringing, he was pretty rich, he was fairly powerful, and this is what everybody in those days viewed as valuable.
所以他这里想说，你看我在犹太教中比我本国的许多同岁的人更有长进，我为我祖宗的遗传更加的热心。
So he says, I was once advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own ages among my people, and was extremely zealous for the tradition of my fathers.
他不但有地位，而且在宗教为犹太教更加的热心，逼迫基督徒的时候，他受到更多的敬仰，更多的人家的赞赏。
Not only was he known for his background, but he was even zealous for his religion. He was the one that was persecuting the Christians to its very end.
但是他有一天认识了耶稣基督以后，他说：“我把这一切都放下了，把它看作粪土。”
But one day after he came into contact with his Lord Jesus Christ, his life forever changed, and he viewed all these things that he used to have as dung.
他说：“以前我以为那些宝贵的，现在跟基督一比，都是粪土。”
And he says that I used to view these as valuable, as worthy. However, today I view them as worthless.
一个人的本质啊，不是说他什么本质他就有价值，乃是他什么品质决定的他有没有价值。
It is not whether or not a person's essence determines whether or not he's worthwhile or valuable, but rather is his character.
你看保罗他还没有认识耶稣以前没有变，他还是一个青年才俊啊。但是他认识耶稣以后，他觉得说，你看我以前那些任而有的都是成为粪土。
So Paul himself, even before he was viewed, before he became a Christian, come into contact with Jesus, he was viewed as somebody that was successful. However, after he became a Christian, he viewed these as indifferent.
所以神看一个人有没有价值，乃是说他的本质中间是不是有神的生命，他是不是得救的，是不是有上帝与他同在，你瓦器里面是不是有宝贝。
So how God views whether a person's worth is whether or not within this jar of clay there is indeed Jesus himself.
不是本质决定的价值，乃是你的品质决定你的价值。
It is not the outward essence or how you are that determines whether or not you are worth anything, but rather it is your character.
所以有人就讲了一句话说 good without God is nothing. G-O-O-D 是 good. 如果把 G-O-D 拿掉的话，它剩下 O 就剩下零。
要翻吗？ So somebody said that good without God is nothing. So if you take out the G-O-D, all you have left is the letters O, or it could be a zero.
那我们如何成为一个里面有宝贝的人呢？
So how is it that we can become a person that has this treasure within us?
第一个，如果我们认为什么样样都比别人好，样样都有，样样都是，我是 somebody， 这样的话，我们就没有办法认识耶稣，就没有办法成为真正的瓦器里面有宝贝的人。
If we view ourselves as somebody that's special, somebody that is somebody.Then we will never be able to allow the treasure to come into us.
你看，那个当保罗认识耶稣以后啊，他的谦卑，他以前说，我原来是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Paul himself, after coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ, his whole personality changed. He became humble, and he himself says, although I am the less than the least of all Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ.
他说我本来比众圣徒中的使徒还小，然而他还是给我这样的恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦的人。
So what he said, I forgot, I translated wrong. It's earlier on he said, "For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. However, although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me so I can preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ."
一个人要真的成为神手中的宝贝, 第一个要学习来到神的面前, 谦卑。
So a person to become valuable in God's eyes is that we need to come humbly before God.
有些人说我来到教会啊, 我读圣经啦, 对神啊, 认识啊, 都不懂。
Some people might say, "I come to church, but however, when I read the Bible, I do not understand anything."
但是圣经, 有些人就说, 你看英文字啊, 你要认识神啊, 要 understand God, 你要 understand under God。 你要认识神的话,你就要站在神底下,这样来看,而不是要带一个批判的态度来看圣经, 来看信仰。
And it says that when a person comes and starts looking at the Bible, what we need to do is not come with a critical view of, "I am going to disprove the existence of God," but rather what we need to do is look at understood or stand under God.
所以说我们真的是要让 得着要成为宝贝神的宝贝在我们里面我们就真的要第一个是要学习谦卑
So truly for us to become a treasure in God's eye is we need to become humble before Him.
因为我们能成为宝贝成为信徒乃是神的恩典来的
For the reason that we can become a treasure in His eyes or for us to become His disciples it is indeed a grace that comes from God.
所以当保罗他越来越让神用他越来越认识自己的时候他说你看耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人这话是可信的是十分可佩服的在罪人当中我是个罪魁
And that is why Paul himself said here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
神可以愿意使用每一个人,愿意使用一个谦卑来到他面前,承认我是什么都没有的,愿意接受耶稣做我救主的人,他就可以成为宝贝。
God is able. God is able to use even the least among us. As long as we're willing to humble ourselves before Him, He can use us and make us valuable.
我们都知道奇异恩典这一首歌还有它的作者的背景。
And we might be familiar with the author and the story behind the person that penned Amazing Grace.
他以前是一个贩卖奴隶的上面的船上工作,后来他自己也做船长。
He himself was a person, he was a slave trader that actually ran as the captain of a ship that would transport slaves into transport slaves.
其实以前贩卖黑奴是一个非常不人道的一个行业
Slave trading is one that is a very inhumane profession
只有最坏的人,昧着良心的人才会去做
Only a person that lacks conscience would be able to do that
因为他们去非洲的时候都随便就抓那些土著就把它抓着像猪一样把它挤在船里面就运到世界各地去卖
Because in those days, what they would do, a slave trader would go into Africa, they would abduct all these local tribesmen, and they would put them on the boat, and then they would go to different parts of the world to sell them.
而且他们把他们关起来,绑起来,就像野兽一样,都弄得紧紧的,所以很多人就营养不良啊等等,在运送的中途当中就死去了。
And because they need to tie them down, so they do treat them very inhumanely. And so a lot of people during the transport time, because of transportation, they will die of malnutrition.
不但是这样,有时候他们看到说里面有些那些女性长得比较好看,他们就随意拿来,就成为他们发泄他们情欲的工具。
And sometimes if they abduct a good-looking girl, what they would do is then that becomes a, they would rape the girl.
然后他们运到牛二两来的时候,以前我就住在牛二两,他们就把那衣服脱光,然后让人家看来称重,来卖。
And the way that they sold these slaves was, once they arrive at a port, for example, New Orleans, what they would do is, and they would strip them of all their clothes, and they would sell them according to their weight.
而且如果奴隶逃走了,你抓回来,或是把他打死,都有奖金。
And if a slave runs away, whether you kill them, or whether or not you bring them back, you will be rewarded.
所以你看,只有那些最坏,昧着良心的人才会去干。
So it seems like the worst of sinners, or the ones without conscience, would be people that participate in slave trading.
但是这个,当约翰·牛顿他成为信徒,耶稣基督的信徒的时候啊,
But when John Newton became a Christian, when the light of God came within his dark heart,
and he
came on his own vessel, he came before God and he confessed, repented and confessed.
不但这样，他后来变成一个传道人，还极力的奔走呼吁英国要立法废除印尼印这个奴隶这样的一种做法。
So as John Newton became a preacher for God, as he crossed different nations, what he would do was he was trying to establish a law of abolishing slave trading within England, Great Britain at that time.
当然还有很多的其他的基督徒，像William Brewis，他们都一起，后来他们终于通过了立法，废除了所有的英国船，从那时候开始就不可以再运送任何的奴隶。
And so in the beginning of the 18th century, toward the later half of the 18th century, that was when the abolishment of slave trading was no longer legal for England. So that means any vessels that belong to English citizen was no longer allowed to transport slaves.
因为在18、19世纪的时候，英国是全世界海运控制最厉害的，所以那个废除以后，就对所有运 奴隶的这个事业一个非常大的打击。
So in the 18th and 19th century, England was, or Great Britain was the power in which they controlled all the oceans. They had the most vessels. So when they abolished slavery, that made slave trading a lot more difficult.
所以呢，约翰牛顿他后来就写了《奇异论》，他说以前我是瞎眼的，我现在看见了。
And John Newton, as he penned Amazing Grace, he said, "I once was blind, but now I see."
以前我是最坏最坏的，后来因为神的恩典，我就得救了。And
before I was the chief of sinners, but today, because of him, I am saved.
后来他就写了一段话，他的见证，他说，我不是原来那个会是我的人，他得救了以后，他说，我现在成了一个不会是原来那个会是我的人。Yeah,
so when he, so later on in his own witness, as he witnessed himself, he said that I am no longer the man I used to be.
我也不是那个原来我想去做的人。And
nor am I the one that I wanted to be.
也不是那个原来我所期望的人。Nor
am I the one that I hoped I was to be.
然而靠着神的恩典，现在的我不是那个曾经过去的我。However,
it's through the grace of God that I am no longer the person I used to be.
其实我的英文不是很好，所以我那时候我在换这段话的时候，我就想说， I wish to be 跟 I hope to be 到底不同点在哪里？
I was having a hard time translating into Chinese what it means to I wish to be versus I hope to be.
你英文比较好，你能不能解释一下？ What's the difference?
Wishing is okay. So what wishing really means is it is something out of your own desire. It is something that you think that will happen. Hoping is something that you tend to believe that it will not. It might happen.
中文怎么翻？
想要的东西是你认为你可以得到的，你所盼望的事情是你认为你可能可以得到，可是不见得会得到，所以只是一个不同的阶级。So it's a difference in terms of wishing.
谢谢。OK， 我觉得他这个英文非常美，比中文更美。And
I think the English words is more accurately describes how a person really should live.
因为我在读的时候，我就想说 ，I am not the man I ought to be, I am not the man I wish to be, and I am not the man I hope to be, but by the grace of God, I am not the man I used to be. 我说，哇，这几个 to be 太厉害了。因为在英文那边，他都是一直都是说，成为什么样子的人
，to be 是成为什么样子的人，所以这面在讲到就是说我本来过去想要的人。 或者我应当要做成的人，我想要的人，我想要盼望成为什么样子的人，跟我以前曾经是什么样子的人，这就有一点，这真的是很美的一个诗歌。Yeah，
我就想到说，事实上，这个我有时候就告诉我太太说，我死的时候，你要请会众唱这首，为我唱这首歌。And
I oftentimes share with my wife that during my memorial service, I would love for the brothers and sisters to sing this hymn.
他说：“真的，如果我不是因为来了美国，耶稣基督拯救我的话， 我今天可能就不活在，就已经，没有活在世上了。
And had it not been, God Himself bringing me to America, allowing me to come into the knowledge of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, today I might not no longer be living.
因为我在台湾的时候，我在上班的时候，我每一天，老板都要我去帮他去喝酒。
Because when I was working in Taiwan, my boss, one of my jobs was that every night I was responsible for entertaining my client, the clients, which included binge drinking.
因为那时候我们在盖房子啊，在建筑房子的公司，要跟很多单位打交道，都要贿赂啦，去跟他们一起去吃饭啊等等。
Because I worked in the construction industry, in order for us to get permits, we will work with different departments within the local governments. However, in order to make these permits more easily attained, we had to grease the wheels, so we had to entertain them.
那有时候晚上啊，我们公司一些小姐，她白天的时候是穿得好好的，晚上她就打扮得花枝招展，就出去也是跟那些客人啊应酬。
And it is not just required out of the male employees in terms of entertaining them. But even the female employees, during the day, they're in their suits. They look like working professions. However, at night, then they would have to take it down and they would look sexy and they would try to entertain the clients or the required officials.
有些客人就说，只要这个小姐跟我睡一觉，我买三间房子。
Sometimes clients will even say that if this person will go to bed with me, will have sex with me, then I will purchase 3 apartments from you.
所以说真的，如果我不是神拯救了我，不要说我今天能够在这里讲到，就是我今天可能都不在活在不没有在世界上了。
So I thank God that had I not been saved by him,Today, forget even being here, being able to share with you God's word, but more important, but even then, I might not even be alive because of the things that I needed to do for work.
所以说，圣经讲说，我们要第一个要谦卑啊，神就愿意啊来与我们同在，让我们成为他宝贝的器皿。
The first thing.Is that we need to be humble so that we can become jars of clay for the treasure.
第二个，我们要接受耶稣基督，让他的宝血洁净我们，让我们能够成为圣洁的器皿，才神才可以用我们。
The second thing is that we need to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior so that we can be sanctified, we can be cleansed, so that He Himself can use us.
提摩太后书告诉我们说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2, verse 21 and 22, Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made wholly useful to the master, and prepared to do any good works. Flee from the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.Along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
为什么主的宝贝会放在我们这样的瓦器里面？因为这个瓦器是圣洁的。
Why is it that the treasure, which is God or Jesus, is being placed inside a jar of clay like us? It is because we have been cleansed. We are a holy vessel.
如果这个碗就是他用金子做的碗，如果里面有什么狗啊猫的大便没有洗干净，我们不会用它来盛饭来吃饭的。
Think about this. If you have a bowl or a plate, it could be made out of gold or made out of anything that is precious. However, inside of it, it is very dirty. Would you still use it?
但是圣经叫我们追求圣洁，要怎么去追求呢？
The Bible tells us that we need to pursue holiness, but how can we pursue after it?
第一个，我们先要被耶稣基督，我们信耶稣基督的得救，先成为圣洁的器皿，才可以追求圣洁。
First of all, we need to become a holy vessel. That means we need to be made holy first.
圣经不是告诉我们说我们自己是靠着自己的力量修养成为一个好人圣洁的人然后才成为基督徒神才用我们不是这样的。
Scripture does not teach us that we need to make ourselves clean or make ourselves holy so that Jesus himself then can use us.
而是说我们要来到主面前，因为没有一个人可以靠自己成为圣洁的。
Because that is why we need to come to through Jesus, because no man can be whole, become holy without the blood of Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
Because the Bible tells us that there is not one good man, not even one.
所以我们从小就有嫉妒，有骄傲，有自私，有各式各样的坏的思念在我们心里，我们是不圣洁的人。
We are prideful, we are selfish, we have self-centered individuals. So ever since we were young, we have a corrupted soul.
有一次我听了一个传道人讲到， 我心里非常的受到责备。
And once I heard this preacher preach, and my heart was moved.
他说那些不是信徒的人哦，他去喝花酒，随便说谎话，用手段在踩着别人往上爬，那些都不算脏。
He said that for the unbelievers, through lying, through cheating, from different methods in order to achieve what they are doing, it in itself is not what we consider very corrupt.
因为他们在黑暗里面，他们做了他们什么，他们不晓得。
Because they are still walking in darkness, so what they do, they do not know.
但是一个基督徒说他得救了以后啊，还是做这种事情，他就是脏的。
However, for a Christian, if a Christian, after he believes, and he continues in this path, then he himself is dirty.
如果一个还没有成为基督徒人，他在拜偶像啊，拜这个拜那个拜那个，求这个求那个啊，这个不算脏。
An unbeliever worshiping idols is not considered bad.
但是个信徒如果成了基督徒以后还是这样做，那就是脏。
But if a believer worships idols, then it is bad.
所以说，你看，他是说，如果世人能够做的，但是在信徒就不可以做。
Because what is permissible within the world is not permissible for Christians, not necessarily permissible.
因为我们得救的时候啊，主耶稣已经把我们的一切罪过都洗掉、涂抹干净，我们成为一个圣洁的器皿的时候，我们已经是圣洁的，再沾的脏，它就是脏了。
Because we are a believer, and at the moment we believe that He Himself has already cleansed us. So if after that we still continue to be dirty, then what else can cleanse us?
所以说，圣洁需要什么？要有圣灵、圣道、圣光的工作。
So to be made holy, we require the work of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Word, as well as the Holy Light.
你看圣经讲说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we are who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
所以我们要成为圣洁，要怎样？要有这三个的工作。
So in order for us to become holy, it requires the work of these three things.
有没有看到他的经文告诉我们啊？我们敞着脸才可以看见神的光。
And it says that only if we unveil our faces can we contemplate the Lord's glory.
他这个脸哦，其实这段经文它上面有一个上文的。
And this passage, actually, if we look at it in context,
他说保罗讲说，因为犹太人心里刚硬，所以今天在读圣经的时候啊，他这个帕子没有拿去。这个帕子在基督里面本来就应该会去了。然而直到今天，每逢诵读摩西的书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，所以他们的心几时归向主，帕子几时除去，主就是那个灵，主的灵在那里，那你就得以自由。
And the context is this. Their minds, this is talking about the Jews, their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It is not being removed because only in Christ is it taken away.Even to this day, when Moses is read, which is the law, a veil covers their heart. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
他这里主要的意思就是说，譬如说，你看以前我们还没有信耶稣的时候，我们读到圣经的时候，不但读了不懂，而且可能越读越反感。
more practical aspect is before we became believers, when we opened up the Bible and we try to read it, the more we read, the less we understand.
因为那时候我们还没有圣灵在我们的心里，我们读神的圣道的时候就没有圣光来照我们。
Because in those days, the Holy Spirit did not indwell within us, so when we read the Holy Word, we cannot have the Holy Light be revealed to us.
当我们读到圣经提到说我们要饶恕人，因为就像主已经先饶恕我们一样，所以我们不可以含怒到日落，一定要饶恕人。
Scripture teaches us, forgive, for the Lord Himself has forgiven us. You cannot be angry until the do not go to bed angry.
所以有些夫妻啊，他们还没有信主以前，有时候一气起来，两三个月都不讲话。
And sometimes before they became believers, husbands and wives, they will argue, and sometimes they will not talk to each other for a few months.
但是他成为信主以后啊，圣经讲说，你含怒不要到日落，免得让魔鬼留地步。
But however, after they become Christians, the word of God is revealed to them. They realize that you are not to be angry with one another until, you need to stop being angry before you go to bed. Or else Satan can use it as a foothold.
但是另外一会想说，你看这个人这么坏啊，他不说 sorry, 我就不要饶恕他，他不改变，我就不能饶恕他，那怎么办？
But in your heart, you might say that if this person doesn't apologize to me, I'm not going to forgive him. If this person doesn't come to me and change his way, I'm not going to forgive him.
但是饶恕是一个意志，是从神来的爱。因为圣经告诉我们，我们本来欠神一千万两，他一千万两都饶恕我们。这个人才欠我们十两，为什么不肯饶恕他呢？
For forgiveness comes from that desire to do God's will, and it is something that is revealed after you have the love of God. For we are reminded that God himself might have forgiven us because we have a debt of 1,000 talents. But yet, we cannot forgive somebody that owes us a few dimes.
所以这里的怕子就是我们人的主观、主见、我们的私欲、我们没有对付的罪、我们自己的想法与自我中心。
So the view that is referred to here are things of our own opinion, what we view as right and wrong,It might be our pride, it might be our self-centeredness.
所以说我们不让圣灵来把这个帕子拿走，我们拒绝让他拿走，所以圣光神的道神的光就没有办法在我们生命中作用。
Because we do not allow the Holy Spirit to remove these preconceived notions within our hearts, so therefore we cannot allow the Holy Light to come through, so we can as we see the Holy Word.
你看那个在旧约圣经里面啊，那个圣所跟至圣所中有幔子隔起来，所以根本没有人能够进去，只有大祭司一年曾进去一次。
And if we look at the Old Testament, we know that there is this big curtain between the holy and the holy place and the most holy place. And nobody can ever enter the most holy place except the high priest once a year.
他这里说耶稣基督已经把那个男主拿去了。
However, here it says that Jesus himself has already removed that curtain.
一个人要知道他有没有干净，他要照镜子，而且这个镜子是要干净的，而且是有光线的，他才会知道说，哦，这里脏，我需要除去干净。
It is just like men, when we look at, how do we know if we are dirty? We have to look at the mirror will reflect our image back to us, so we know whether or not we are clean.
他说，如果我们不敞着脸，第一个就看不到主的光，就好像我们还是瞎眼的，那个有个遮盖起来，我们脸还是被一个罩子遮住了，当然不会看到光啊。
And it says that if our faces are still veiled, or if our faces are still covered by something, then how can we see this glorious light?
所以只有在神的光中，我们才会看到我们自己是一个怎么样的人。
So only in the light that is of God can we see how we truly are.
上次我就提过一个比喻哈，就是说我们圣经的经文啊，是我们的镜子，或是是我们的，是你是你的心是镜子，或是一个什么对不起。
As I mentioned before, it is like our heart is like a mirror to us.
是或是窗户。
Or is whether it's a mirror or it's a window.
Yeah. 我们的心是镜子或是窗户。
Is our heart a mirror or is our heart a window?
譬如说我们看到这个窗户啊，如果它是镜子，我们就看到是我哎在那边，我太太在那边啊，结果看了看去，我们两个都越看越不可爱，为什么？因为老是看到对方的缺点。
So if our heart is like a window, we can
mirror,
then we will look at it and then we will have a reflection and we keep on seeing our reflection. We see that, we keep on looking at the shortcomings within our lives.
如果是个窗户，我们看出去，哦，原来外面有那么美好的风景啊，为什么以前没有注意到？
However, if that mirror becomes a window, then we can see outside and we see how beautiful it is outside.
他这里提到说要有圣灵、圣道、圣光的工作。
So here it says that it requires the work of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Word, as well as the Holy Life.
我们越接近主，我们越来越会像主。
The more we approach, the more we approach God, the more we become like the image of God.
为什么我们可以把那暗慢、人家看不到的事情，我们都会禁止不去做呢？
Why is it that the things that people viewed as good that we ourselves stop doing it?
因为他这里写到说我们把神真理的道表明出来，好像把自己的良心啊放到神面前一样。
Because it is saying that we have opened our hearts and the conscience of God has now come into ruling over our lives.
所以说一个被圣灵圣光照的人，他不是一个假冒伪善隐藏自己的人。
So a person that in which the Holy Word is now has enlightened them will not be a hypocrite, will not live in a way that is different from the way that their heart believes.
还有一个真正有宝贝在里面的人，他是可以成为耶稣荣耀的见证人。
A person that has the treasure of God within him can become a witness for God.
因为他提到我们基督徒是反射神的光。
Because he says that we are to reflect.The image of the light of God.
因为神的荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because the glory of God is revealed in the likeness of Jesus.
早上我们读出埃及记，他提到说，神拯救我们的目的，让我们成为他，是为了他的荣耀而造的。
This morning, as we were studying the book of Exodus, we said that men were created in the image for the glorious God.
你看这个撒玛利亚的妇人。他原来是一个见不得人的人。
When we think about the Samaritan woman in the book of John, she was a person that was shunned by her villagers.
有一次，耶稣走路疲乏到一个井旁啊，坐下来休息。
So once this, once Jesus was walking and he was tired and he was resting by this well.
有一个妇人在中午的撒玛利亚的妇人在中午的时候才出来打水。
And the Samaritan woman came at noon to get her water.
那耶稣就告诉他说：“我要赐给你生命的活水。”
And Jesus said that I can give you the water, the living water.
不过有个条件，你要把你的先生叫来。
However, you need to bring your husband.
他说：“我没有先生。”
And her response was, "I do not have a husband."
耶稣说：“你说的话是真的。”
And Jesus said that what you are saying is true.
不但你没有先生，你现在第五个跟他住在一起，第五位这个男朋友也不是你的先生。
And he says that not only do you not have a husband, but of the five husbands, the fifth husband that you are with, that he is not your husband.
后来这个妇人他就认识了耶稣基督以后，他就蒙了光照，他就认罪悔改了。
And later on, this the Samaritan woman came to know Jesus, accepted him, recognized her error, repented.
你看他原来是见不得人，他人家不要中午来打水的时候他才出来的。
Before, because she was shunned by the villagers, so she would only get her water during noon when nobody else was around.
但是神按着他的本相接纳他。
But God accepted her for who she was.
不过神他按着本相来接纳我们拯救我们，他不愿意做的做事不顾，让我们依然顾我。
Though Jesus accepts us, he does not want us to continue living the way we are.
他希望我们一直成长，像他一样。
He wants us to grow and grow into more likeness like him.
所以有一个很有名的牧师啊，他是常常写小说，就是 Max Lucado 的。他在一本书叫做《Just Like Jesus》里面，他提了这句话。
So Max Lucado, a famous American author, wrote this book called "And Just Like Jesus." He said,
他说神按着你的本相接纳你。
God loves you just the way you are.
不过他不愿意做事不顾，让你依然顾我。
But he refuses to leave you that in that way.
他一直希望你成长像他一样。
He wants you to be more like Jesus.
就像以弗所书第二章的第十节讲说，我们本是神的工作，在耶稣里面造成的，为要叫我们行善，是他预备叫我们行的。
In Ephesians chapter 10, it says that we are saved for the purpose so that we can do the good works.
其实神愿意用我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
The truth is, God wants to use every one of us.
也愿意使用我们每一个福音的朋友。
And wants to also be able to use everyone that does not yet know him.
只要我们愿意来到他面前。 承认我们的罪过，接受他做我们的救主。
If we are willing to come before him, acknowledge who we are, acknowledge his salvation.
这样，神不但愿意赦免我们，洁净我们，让我们瓦器里面有他在一起，他就变成我们的宝贝。
And then not only will he forgive us, but he will also now put that treasure within this jar of clay.
主耶稣让我们脱离黑暗的前世。
our Lord Jesus allowed us to be released or to have freedom from the reign of darkness. So that we are saved, that our sins are forgiven. So today, in the same way, that is through his help that we can no longer be under the control of darkness. To enter into the kingdom of light. So that they themselves can be saved, that their sins are forgiven. Last week, Steve Williams was here.
他讲说，我们拯救了那个人以后，让他也成为第一个 learner， 然后慢慢变成参与者，后来变成拆传人的人。So,
as he used the illustration that as a person comes to know the Lord, that he himself starts out as a learner, but eventually, as he gains in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, he can now become a sender, or he himself participates in the ascent.
今天世人还在黑暗里面，他世人最不知道的就是说他是个瓦器。
In this world today, what people do not know is that they are a jar of clay.
如果他没有耶稣基督，当有一天审判这个世界的时候，他真的是一无所有。
One day, when Jesus comes back to judge this world, he will have nothing to show for.
而且我们没有耶稣基督做我们的救主，当我们死了以后，也不想要去哪里，是到永远的黑暗里面受苦。Without
Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have no purpose in life. And after our death, we do not know where we will be going.
所以我们今天有每一个得救的信徒有宝贝在我们里面。So
as a believer, that there is this treasure within you.
所以是不是我们也能够把这个宝贝用出来，让人也能够得救呢？
Are we willing to share this treasure to the people around us?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们愿意你的话语 今天就进到每一个人的心里。Lord,
we pray that what you have said will become a foundation within our heart.
让我们知道我们是瓦器，你是宝贝。That
we know that we are jars of clay and that you yourself is a treasure.
我们就愿意把我们那些不是宝贝的东西都放下来，来追求认识你。Lord,
we do indeed desire to set aside all those things that we used to view as valuable but are no longer valuable and to seek after the true treasure.
让你带领了我们，让你在我们生命中发光。
So that you will continue to guide us and that is because of you that we become a reflection of the light.
让我们能够真正成为你手上的工作，你手上的宝贝。
So that we can indeed become your creation and we can become valuable in your eyes.
愿主让我们成为圣洁、谦卑、你合用的器皿。
Lord, allow us to be holy and cleansed vessels that can be used by you.
因为今天最缺乏的就是能够让神所使用的人。And
because we know that today this world lacks is people that can be used by you.
谢谢你激励我们成为圣洁的器皿。
Lord, we thank you that you yourself has selected us to become valuable jars of clay.
但愿你借着我们的生命, 让更多人蒙福。
And that is through our lives that people will be blessed.
有你得着真正的荣耀。
So that you yourself will receive the glory.
让我们中间的福音朋友也能够快快的, 悔改得救。
And those that among us that do not yet know you, pray that they will be willing to repent and come back to you.
有一天他们也成为有宝贝的瓦器。
So that they can also become precious vessels that are used by you.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, please hear our prayers. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.